Hello and welcome back to Bourbon and Stuff. This is Carolyn from Bourbon Stuff, and as always, here is my husband, E.
Hello.
And today we are bringing you something from the generous, amazing, wonderful, badass motherfucker that is Mr. Neff.
Mr. Neff, you bamf.
Yep. So, he was generous enough to give us a
healthy sample of two different releases
of Sam Houston.
Not just any Sam Houston. Sam Houston 15-year, the 2021 release.
Yep. Specifically, these are the Florida and Georgia bottles. Nearly everything is identical about these bottles. The proof, the mash bill, the age, everything about them is identical, being that they were barreled in April of 2006 for both of them. They are both 15 years, 0 month. They both have the same mash bill of 74 corn, 18 rye, and 8 malted barley, which is Barton 1792. The only difference is Florida had 3 barrels blended, Georgia had 3 barrels blended.
That's not much of a difference.
Different barrels, though.
Yes.
And the yield of bottles for Florida was 28. And the yield for Georgia was 504.
Which means that there was a bit more evaporation in the Georgia batch, which is why there's a smaller yield.
Yep. So, these bottles technically MSRP for around 130 in our area.
Yeah.
I cannot say what you'll get them for elsewhere.
This is very true, but at the very least we can literally right now get them for $130 at our local Browdies.
Yep. Alright, so, simple.
We'll start with the nosing of Florida, mm-hmm. then do the nosing of Georgia, and then get into the taste of both.
God, what? I went into tea.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's very caramely and corny.
It is. There's a slight bit of ethanol on the nose, and it could be because it's a new pour, but it's also been sitting for a little while in its other little bottle, but...
And it's also...
extra woodsy.
And a bit sour.
Yeah. Yeah, I think personally, having a large collection of Barton stuff, this smells...
It's very Barton-esque, but it's also much... It's
darker.
Richer, darker, mm-hmm. more developed Barton.
Okay.
On to the Georgia.
Well, it smells identical, except a slight extra hit of ethanol.
It's also a little more corn dusty. Or grain dusty.
Oh, you think it has that more dusty funk to it?
Like, not so much like but...
No. It,
like
you've pulled
open a bag of grain and that grain dust poofs out.
But side by side, the Florida has a little bit more fruit and the Georgia has a little bit more grain heaviness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, I picked out a note before you.
You did.
Woo!
Yeah.
I mean, I will say, though, just as more of a review component of things, they will smell amazing.
Yeah, they smell absolutely fine. They smell, you know, like Barton.
No.
They have a very basic bourbon-y smell to them.
There's almost a perfumey note to them, which is a little weird. As I just keep going back to them.
Okay, well, I'm gonna start tasting.
Well, that okay, though?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay, so that was Florida. I don't like it.
What about it don't you like?
The nose is much more pleasant than the palate.
To me, the palate kind of falls flat.
It does. So, you get initial corn and wood and then sour and then nothing.
Yeah. And the finish is incredibly lacking.
Yeah, it's just a tannic wood finish. That's it.
No, I mean, even for me, I'm not barely even getting that. It just vanishes. And for something that's 15 years old, I would expect to have more of a presence behind it.
And we haven't eaten today.
No. Oh, God.
We haven't eaten today.
Reviews on an empty stomach. You're going to hear some fun ones later.
Yeah. We haven't drank anything crazy today. We haven't drank at all other than, like, water and sugar-free soda. So there's nothing in here that's going to be, like, severely off-putting the palate.
This is probably as clean of a palate as we've ever had in a review. Should we see how the Georgia compares?
Yeah, I'm gonna drink some water and then... Actually, I'll drink some water. I'm gonna go back to...
Gonna give Florida one more shot.
No, that actually made it a little bit worse.
Yeah. I mean, corn, woodsy, tannic, sour.
Sour.
It is the things on the nose, but just lacking.
And, like, we've had older Barton.
We have.
We've had older Barton in things, too. And it's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on with this.
It could just be the barrels that they picked for that particular release.
All right. Well, I'm going to Georgia.
Are you looking for a soul to steal?
Mm-hmm. Mm. He died recently. Not recently, I think last year. That is better.
It's more tannic, but I'm also getting other notes like caramel.
Yeah, it's got more of a caramel hit. It's got more of, maybe not even, just like weird burnt sugary hit.
That's how you're picking it up?
The tannicness is there, and there's definitely a more ethanol forward
A little bit. For something that's 103. I have to say, if I had to pick one, I'd go for the Georgia all day long.
Georgia, yeah. But I won't buy these.
So the Georgia at least has a finish, and it's a finish of barrel char.
Yeah, it's barrel char. It's slightly sweet, but I have great difficulty picking anything out of either of these other than the Georgia is actually noticeably sweet, slightly less corny, way more oaky, and more tannic.
Yeah. And there's a bit more ethanol to it as well.
Yeah. It's weird because it actually tastes like alcohol vapor on the palate, which is strange.
It's unique, to say the least.
Because even the highest proof Barton products we've had have some sort of a flavor. Even if that flavor is fucking fire, it still has a flavor.
It does. Yeah. I don't think I'd spend the $130 on a bottle of this. If it was in, like, the $60 to $70 range, I'd get the Georgia one. That's where I stand on that.
I think the highest, absolute highest I'd go is maybe $50.
That's fair.
Maybe.
Legitimately, $50. That is fair from the
because
flavor alone.
I would pick budget Heaven Hill or budget, like, Beam either of these.
I get a Knob Creek single barrel.
Yeah. Or $28 and just get, like, 1792 small batch.
See, I would spring in the 50 range and go for, well, 40 to 50 range, get either the bottled in bond or the full proof. But that's just me. Okay, so this little bonus review, which this will be a Tuesday one.
Yeah, because it's a little shorter.
Yeah, and I didn't think this was going to be as short as it was for comparing two different releases.
Yeah, but they're both something. So, Neff, I would personally love to know if this is something that you like. Because I know that you gave us the bottles before they had ever actually been opened.
Yeah.
So, again, you are BAMF because we got to open them. Are you tasting something that we aren't? Is it different for you? Is it more pleasant for you? And can you pick up things that we can't right now? Or do you regret spending the amount that you did?
These are all great questions, and we look forward to the answers. And frankly, to any of our listeners who have either of these batches or other batches, how do yours compare? How does your palate compare? And what are your thoughts? And frankly, how can they let us know?
They let us know by checking me out on Instagram. My username is bourbon_and_stuff. You can message me there. You can also send us an email at bourbonstuff@gmail.com. As always, thank you for supporting the podcast, be that by listening, donating, or, of course, sharing with someone who you think may benefit from it. I've gotten lots of messages of people saying that they really enjoy asking when episodes come out, and it makes me feel good. As a general rule, even if I don't post, episodes do come out on Fridays. Bonus episodes come out on Tuesdays, or
it's normally
sometimes Saturday if we're feeling extra lazy.
Yeah, but not every Tuesday we'll get one, no. But every Friday should get a podcast.
Yes, and they are uploaded prior to Friday. They are in queue to be published by 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So even if I don't post until later in the afternoon, by 11 a.m. Eastern, it'll be available on the 10 or 11 different platforms that you can listen to it on.
That's true. So. And with all of that being said, remember that all whiskeys,
even the overpriced, over-oaked abominations that is this, maybe?
Maybe. They're meant to be shared.